All right, Chevra, the other day, Mehelig Talmud Chaver, Rav Nassim Farber shared with me a tremendous Torah. He shared with me, I said, I got to give this over as a 5-minute fart. Just felt. The Pasuk in Parshas Bo, Parak Yud Beis, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Pasuk says that Paro came, and this was right after Makas Bechairos, Vayikra L'Moshe L'Aaron, Laila, he called Moshe L'Aaron at night. Vayomer kumu tzu mi toichami, get up and get out. It's time. Enough is enough. And he says what? Gam atem, gam b'nei Yisrael. Ulechu ivdu es Hashem kidaberechem. Also you, also b'nei Yisrael, and go and serve your God. So what's the obvious question? What do you mean gam atem, gam b'nei Yisrael? Also you, also b'nei Yisrael. Are not Moshe and Aaron part of b'nei Yisrael? Like, why is that? Why are they their own category? What do you mean? Go mitoichami, b'nei Yisrael. What do you mean? Gam atem, gam b'nei Yisrael. So he said over, I don't know who he said it from. Oh, he said from Yaros Dvash, from Yonis and Eibeshitz. Tremendous. He said as follows. He says, we all know Shevet Levi, was not part of Shebet Mitzrayim. They didn't have to work. Now why wouldn't Paro have made them work? And we know Kedushas Levi. He cared about Kedushas Shevet Levi. He didn't care Kedushas Shevet Levi. Why would Paro not have made Levi work? You know why Paro didn't make Levi work, Chevra? The Hilgi Yaros Dvash says that Paro had information from his, as we all know, from his astrologers, that the Mashiach is going to come, and it's going to come from Shevet Levi. And he's going to lead Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. As we know, Kachave, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron, Kohen. So he said to himself, Paro said to himself, if someone's going to lead and care enough to lead them out of Mitzrayim, and care enough to be Moshe Nefesh to fight against me and lead them out of Mitzrayim, it has to be somebody that's part of the Shibud. Because only someone who suffers, and only someone who's in pain, and has gone through such slavery, would have the care and have the desire to be Moshe Nefesh and sacrifice, and to be the leader to take the people out of Mitzrayim. So he decided, you know what I'll do? If the Mashiach's coming from Shevet Levi, easy. I'm not going to make Shevet Levi serve. They're not going to be Avadim. And then no one from them is going to care so much. They're going to have it good. It's going to be like us here in Chutzlar. They're going to have it nice. No one's looking to leave. Shem Yirachim and all our neshamas. That's basically what Paro was saying. They could have it good. They could live in Goshen, in luxury, living it up. It's all good. They won't have the desire, the strength to be a leader and to leave. What he didn't understand was Imo Anoichi Betzara, and all of us are emulating the Eibishter. What he didn't understand was just like the Eibishter feels with us and is with us in our pain and suffering, so to every member of Klal Yisrael, each and every one of us is a brother and a sister to each other. And we feel with each other. And we live with each other. Besimcha, hopefully, Bez Hashem. And if not, Lo'alena Betzara. When each and every one of us heard yesterday of the terrible tragedy of that young boy, that teenager in Miami Beach, who fell, Lo'alena, we should never know from such tragedies in our life, for that family. Our heart dropped. We felt pain. We were saddened. It wasn't just a tzara, it was our tzara. Going back of the Pittsburgh massacre, and we could not have to continue, but people that we didn't know, that don't live in our close proximity, we feel with them. We're with them. We're feeling together. And lahavdil bez Hashem at a simcha, we go to chasna. We're together by chasna last night. Some of us, we're dancing together. The chasna, he's not a relative, he's our friend, but it's kilu. It's our simcha. We feel the simcha of another member of Klal Yisrael. Paro didn't understand that's who we are. Paro didn't understand that. That's why he didn't give Sheba to Levi. So he thought, then they won't care about everybody else. But comes a Moshe Rabbeinu, and what's the immediate thing he does when he comes out of the kingdom, out of the palace? Vayar b'sivloisam. Vayar b'sivloisam. He sees our pain, he sees our suffering. He feels with us. He cares just as deeply as if he was in the Sheba, because it's his brothers and his sisters. And therefore, Paro now says, "Gam atem, gam b'nei Yisrael." Now he understands. He puts them in a separate category because they used to be in a separate category. But now you guys go together. But it's you, also even you, who I didn't think would want this as badly, who I didn't think would care about each other as badly. Gam atem, gam b'nei Yisrael. It's time for you to leave. He told me the Torah. I thought right away, maybe that's, now we can understand specifically the words "gam atem." So what do we know about "gam atem"? Chever learned Kedushin, learned the second parak Kedushin. We talk about Shlichus. Where do we learn Shlichus from? By Truma. From the words Gam Atem. We learn Shlichus, that Shliach Shal Adam Kamoso. We learn that when you send a messenger, it's like you yourself are doing it, so they could do it for you. From the words Gam Atem, those same words. A Shliach is Kamoso, is like you yourself. It's not you, but it's like you yourself. They feel the same way, they act the same way. Every one of us feels that within each other. Every one of us cares for each other in such a way, lives with each other. We should always be zoiche to have such a massive mishpacha of Klal Yisrael, that we should feel for others and with others and know that they are feeling with us. And it's such a chizuk, the achdus of Klal Yisrael. And the achdus of Klal Yisrael, just as we said before, Shabbos will bring Gula, and it's true. And on Shabbos is when we're ba'achdus and we're not disconnected in all the places of the world. But also Vada, the other key to the Geula of Sinas Chinam was the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It's that Achdus, that Imo Anoichi B'Tzara, that's going to bring the Geula Shleima, B'mher V'enu, B'kar of Mamish, B'ez HaShem Esparach. Have a halig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh.